The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This week in our series on disinformation, we're talking about HRT, and we're also talking about the Trump side's disinformation on the activities of FEMA, which is the Federal Emergency Assistance Program. I'm joined by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we've seen Trump claiming the federal government is doing nothing for the victims of Storm Helene. Now we have Milton on top of that, so no doubt the accusations will continue from the Trump side, not just from the man himself, but the vice president and many of his acolytes.
Lackeys might be a better term in this case. So for a little bit of context, a lot of areas in America that are in hurricane and storm paths have Republican governors and tend to vote Republican. Florida being a big example recently. And of course, there's Louisiana, Georgia, everyone else. It's hurricane season. And Helene has done massive damage. That was a previous storm. As we speak now, there's a current storm.
The Milton.
I keep thinking the disinfectant. That's how I remember it. And that's currently going on. I have friends in Tampa who are sheltering in place in that at the moment. Over many, many years, Donald Trump has reduced FEMA's budget. This is the emergency management service in the states that deals with disasters. And of course, this is now backfiring because in these areas, they are massively under-resourced. So what has happened in the narrative, and this is a classic way of Trump saving face, he has now tried to turn this into an anti-immigrant narrative in part. He has claimed that FEMA is illegally giving free houses to immigrants. Now, that's absolutely untrue. What FEMA do is if people are displaced from their homes during a hurricane or disaster, they give them temporary accommodation. So it's not just Trump saying this. He's got his acolytes saying it as well. But there's been some pushback on that as well, because Republican governors in Florida have actually, in Florida in particular, which is often heavy hit, have started pushing back, pointing out that this is ridiculous, which you rarely see dissent from the Trump lines. That's interesting to see.
And
as well.
I saw, I think it was Laura Ingraham on Fox News actually interrogating Trump. That's too generous a word, but asking him questions about his contentions. And, you know, it's surprising to see pushback from Fox News, but they obviously have other constituents on the right besides Donald Trump.
Absolutely. The other thing as well is this sometimes goes into very outlandish territory. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the US politician, who's infamous, by the way, for claiming that forest fires, instead of saying climate change, were responsible, she said that Jewish space lasers were responsible for forest fires. So this is the tone we're setting. She was claiming that, and she has doubled down on this, that HARP, which is a research facility in the US that studies weather patterns, has been deliberately manipulating the weather to help the Democrats. Now, spoiler alert, humans can't really do that. That is not a thing. She's doubled down on this, and many of her more conspiracy-minded people have.
Just to explain how she does it, she looks at the path of the last hurricane, which was Helene, and she then overlays a Republican area map on top of it and say, look, it's the same.
Yeah, exactly. which you know, that's it is entirely but facetious,
it's so stupid because there are many, you know, small, even in red states, there are small Democratic areas which would be decimated as well.
Well, I'm looking at this at the moment. So Tampa, I mean, I worked out in Tampa for quite a long time. I have a lot of colleagues there. That is a liberal-leaning area in the middle of a very Republican area. I was there in 2016 when Hillary was defeated there, and we all expected her to win because we were in a liberal enclave. So even, it's often the city and the urban centers quite tend to be. So at the moment, Tampa's being absolutely pounded, and that is quite liberal.
Now, yesterday, both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris had a good go at Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, they called out the insanity of the whole thing, which they hadn't really been doing as, because they didn't want to draw attention, I suppose, to the falsehoods.
But it follows the Tim Walz method, and I would say, where he said that Republicans were a bit weird.
Yeah,
it's weird. That understatement, you don't have to get into the hyperbole that Trump and his people get into. You just have to dismiss it as, you know, this is idiotic, this is ridiculous. And Biden had pushed back a little bit on that as well. But again, the fact that Republican governors in different states are actually pushing back against Trump is interesting. But what is also interesting is the fact that Trump supporters are trying to turn this into a narrative that somehow Trump was right all along. That's often the purpose of deliberate disinformation, to try and make your preferred party or candidate look like they were correct the whole time, even if you have to engineer a conspiracy theory for that to be true.
Yeah, but they just may have pushed too far on this one, you know, where the evidence of FEMA on the ground is palpable, and we'll see much more of it in Florida.
And they're so dependent on it. So it's biting the hand that feeds, and obviously governors, they're not you know, all pledging fealty to Trump, it is advantageous to them for the most part. But when it's not, they might not get re-elected. So we're going to see tensions there as well.
Yeah, and when you had Biden yesterday talking about Governor DeSantis, who would have been one of Biden's harshest critics, you know, and saying, we're talking to each other. He's very respectful, Governor DeSantis, of what FEMA's doing and what the federal government is doing. But we're going to see a lot more of this in the run-up to the election because the waters won't go down, maybe for a couple of weeks. Florida's very flat.
Incredibly
and when the
so.
Sea is washed in and these storm surges, places are flooded and the waters won't go down for a long time.
If you've ever been to between St. Petersburg and, say, Tampa Bay, the bridge goes over there's only about a metre above water level. So the storm surges at the moment are up to 3 metres.
Yeah.
So you can imagine that entire causeways are underwater. That is going to have a huge knock-on effect. And you're absolutely right. It will not recede before the November election.
Yeah. Now, this is not really on our topic of disinformation, although it'll be the subject of it, no doubt. But there's a likelihood that many people will abandon Florida. I mean, two really severe hurricanes in a couple of weeks, and how many more before the end of the hurricane season towards the end of November? I mean, it's becoming a place that for many will be unlivable or unaffordable because they can't get insurance, they can't afford to repair their houses.
And if you've seen the houses there, they're often these beautiful timber-framed wooden houses. Yeah. They're not built like Irish houses with solid concrete and built for winds. They're built for no wind. And of course, there is now up to gusting forces of 200 kilometres an hour. So you're absolutely right. But the other thing that is important to put into context there from a misinformation standpoint is that climate change is exacerbating the intensity and the frequency of these storm surges, these hurricanes. And there's been a long time denialism of that in Florida. But it's often the case that people who fall susceptible to this misinformation suffer the worst from it because there's been no, in fact, DeSantis turned down measures. This is why he's changing face a bit here. He turned down measures to put in protections against climate change because it would have played against his party base.
Now, briefly, another kind of mystery, a mysterious kind of bit of disinformation in the UK about HRT and where it's appropriate to be prescribed.
So this is an interesting case. This is based on an investigation of a television GP, Louise Newsome, and very popular, talks about the menopause an awful lot and a big advocate of high
dose. She's kind of Dr. Menopause.
Absolutely. Well, so she brands herself. She is a GP. And I think this is important because there's important subtlety here. She was recently the subject of a BBC Panorama documentary because a lot of her patients, she has a private clinic where she charges a lot of money to prescribe these things to patients. She hasn't necessarily been following typical health guidelines on this, and a lot of her patients have reported harms. So bleeding, other exacerbations.
And this is about over-prescription of HRT. HRT is by and large safe for most people when it's prescribed properly.
Absolutely. And it's not beneficial for anyone. So it shouldn't be just given out. It should, again, like any healthcare decision, it should be made in conjunction with an informed physician's opinion. The problem that has arrived in the Panorama documentary picked apart, and it's now caused a whole kickback on social media, is that she seemed to be prescribing even to people that might be at high risk. For example, certain cancers are hormone related and you have to be careful if people have a risk factor, breast cancer, ovarian cancer. So you would be more cautious with them. Apparently, she didn't express that level of caution. She has a belief that if patients aren't responding well to HRT, they need a higher dose. That's not how we do medical science. You have to test that doses are safe and beneficial.
So your headache is not being cured by one aspirin pill.
Take
so
a whole packet. Don't do that, please. No one do that. But that's exactly it.
Cause your stomach to bleed.
Exactly. So, you know, the dose make it the poison. Something can be beneficial, but it has to be careful. And also, a physician's role is to carefully monitor the performance.
Yeah, and of course, this can damage the usefulness of HRT to people who would greatly benefit when you get a disinformation like this.
So the interesting thing that's happening at the moment is because she's so popular online, there's a lot of people online who've now rallied behind her saying that this is a witch hunt. My judgment on this would not be this is a witch hunt. This is medical authorities correctly going, okay, this is one of our own being a bit irresponsible. We have to look into this. It doesn't negate benefits for some people, but you have to be able to mitigate against harms. The other thing is, not everything is going to be good all the time. Good in small doses, good in bad doses. It's important to separate that out as well.
David, thank you very much. David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, subtitled How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.